Well, I just know it's a long season, so there's always going to be many freakouts along the way. Just got to stick together, stay the course. Mike talked about trusting the process this week. I just wanted to remind everybody that it's a long season, and at some point we're going to get this thing figured out. Yeah, I feel confident. You know, always have confidence in myself, but it was a good week of practice. Some guys showed extra focus. I think there was definitely a contingent of guys who wanted to play well for Pep in his comeback. It's always special when you come back to the team you played for a while. And he stepped up and took a bigger leadership role this week. You don't go into a game thinking you're not going to punt, or the other team isn't as well, and you're going to win by 21. But we had a good plan. We were aggressive early, and guys made a lot of plays. Yeah, different. You know, we had the game at Minnesota last year with no punts. That was different. You know, you're just able to score every possession. You put things together, convert third downs, and those are fun. But you don't expect the other team not to punt either. I know there's a couple turnovers in there and some field goal attempts, but our defense played well. It was three possessions apiece in the first half. Actually, they had four. We held them there at the goal line. We knew coming out, we tried to double up on them there with the touchdown. Mace hit a big field goal. And then our defense kind of took over in the second half. Well, we kind of erased some of that early on with the 3-for-3 in the first half with touchdowns. We had some good execution. I think the key at a game like today, when you're trying to be aggressive and throwing it a lot and early, is the protection, which was great. Barely got touched most of the day, which will be nice with a short week coming up. But we had a lot of confidence going in. Just knew we had to execute. And it started with the first drive, hitting Richard for a couple, and then finishing that thing off with a running touchdown, and then continue to be aggressive. Jordy and Randall made a lot of plays today, and didn't run as well as we wanted to, but we scored quickly and almost every time.
You're not all about the stats. The one that you called back when you got hit, as long as the end of Devontae Adams, the touchdown. Would you like to have that on your highlight reel? Perhaps give up some of the stats to have that one.
Oh yeah.
What was that play like? It looked like one of the better passes of your career.
Well, it was one of the poor decisions of my career, probably, but I heard the sideline. It was kind of one of those, no, 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 yes, yes, penalty. So that's kind of the emotions of a game and a season. There's going to be some frustrating spots, and there's going to be some exhilarating moments. We've had our share here in Chicago. It's a great place, great fans. We've a great rivalry that's been around longer than most of us have been alive. And it's an honor to play here, and it's fun when they go like this. Well, it's a non-play now, so it's not going to be very memorable.
Aaron, your first three scoring drives were 2 minutes, 22 seconds, 3:47, 2:47. Is that as fast as you can play?
That's how we want to play. Now, we didn't have 75 plays today. We were in the 40s, I know, in the third quarter, early fourth quarter. At one point, we had 44 plays and 38 points. That's pretty efficient. So we obviously like to play as fast as possible, but when you're being very efficient with your yards per play and points per play, that's how we want to play. Well, he did with his body language, but if you know Pep, he's not a big talker. I think we all knew it meant something to him to come back. Now, he actually talked a little bit this week when I talked to him about going back to Carolina. You know, he spent more time in Carolina than he did here in Chicago. But it meant something to him. And I think we all wanted to put a good effort forward offensively. We wanted to make up for last week because that was a disappointed performance. And we let our defense down when they played really well. So we need to get on the same page like this every week. Well, I mean, we're 2-2. You know, this was a good win for us. We executed well. But occasionally there's some there's some freakouts early in the season, so it's just a reminder that it's a long season. I think sometimes when you say stuff like that, it can start to permeate throughout the team, and guys start believing it a little bit, that, yeah, everything's going to be okay. Now, you got to back that up with performance. But this is about execution and efficiency today, and we did a pretty good job at that. I think he had his best week. I think he was dialed in. I think Devontae had a really good week. We wanted to continue to move Jordy around and find some spots to put him to get him the football. But as you do that, you realize that guys have one-on-one opportunities in other spots as the Bears try to drop a safety down and take away some of our over-the-middle stuff to Jordy. Tried to look him up when he was in the slot. That on the touchdown to Randall, that gives Randall an opportunity there with the one-on-one coverage to make a play. And we need him to make those plays, and he did today. Well, it was a big stop there in the first half to be able to keep him out of the end zone as they didn't have any timeouts left. That was big for us to have the lead by four, knowing we had the ball starting the half, and then the penalty definitely helped. We wanted to end that drive with a touchdown. Unfortunately, we didn't do that, but Mason made a big kick. He's made a lot of big kicks around here, but a kick like that is a big momentum swing for us. Defense got going and got us the ball back a couple times, and we cashed in. That's a focus. It's a focus I try and bring every week. I don't feel like I ever need to prove anything, but it sure is nice when people start doubting us to go out and have a performance like this.
Two more for
him. Right. Well, that's what I want to do as a leader. I like to put the pressure on myself. And as a quarterback, you're going to get too much credit and too much blame at times. And when you get too much credit, you need to be able to deflect properly. When you get too much blame, sometimes you need to tell everybody to relax or just take it all and lead by example when you get on the field. I wasn't, but I knew the clock was a zero, so I wanted to get in the half and get some fuel.